Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. More than 1,500 people have died in floods in parts of Asia. Hundreds of people are still missing. In Sri Lanka, Cyclone Ditwa has killed 479 people. This woman living there says she will have to start all over again.
We build up our lives with the greatest difficulty. Now we will have to start all over again from zero.
People in New South Wales are warned there is severe heat today and tomorrow, with temperatures in parts of Sydney expected to reach 40 degrees. The Bureau of Meteorology's Sarah Scully says it will be hot and windy across southeastern Australia.
Moving through from Friday afternoon and into Saturday, that's when we have a strong cold front that crosses the southeast for Victoria and Tasmania, bringing a much colder air mass behind it. But significantly, it pushes that trough northwards with those elevated fire dangers expected to move into eastern, inland and northern parts of New South Wales. Now, this includes the Sydney Metro and the Illawarra Shoalhaven districts, where fire weather warnings are likely.
Israel is allowed to enter the Eurovision Song Contest next year after some countries wanted it to be banned over the war in Gaza. Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia disagree with the decision and will not compete. Dr. Katja Wildermuth represents companies that broadcast Eurovision.
We are very happy that in the end rules and values and impartiality of public service media has been stronger than emotional public debates of the day. And we are talking about the biggest song contest in the world. And it's a contest that stands for building bridges, for diversity, for tolerance.
Tasmania's government has approved a stadium to be built in Hobart, which will allow the state to have its own AFL team. Federal, Greens, MP, Nick McKim says his party will continue to fight the $1.1 billion stadium.
Well, the stadium order is likely going to pass the parliament today, but it's just the beginning of a large number of hills that the government and Macquarie Point are going to have to climb. There are no guarantees that this stadium is ever going to be built. And we will be bringing to the public's attention every issue to do with the increasing cost. The government doesn't even have a fully designed stadium. They say 70%. I doubt that.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.